Good afternoon, everyone. So, before the other day, I meant to recite the meditation prayer, which contains the essence of the whole path to enlightenment, that which generating that in our heart, that's the real transformation. Of the mind, transforming our mind in this path, in the long rim, the steps of path to enlightenment. So this is the what you can really call spiritual path. You know, this determination, the attitude, you see. That in the full determination to be free from samsara or the circling aggregates, that which is nature of suffering. We see, relating to us, that this mind, you see, which experiences loneliness, depression, fear, all these problems, you see. Contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts. All these emotional thoughts, because it is contaminated, our mental continuum is contaminated, all this seed of disturbing thoughts. So that's why all these negative emotional thoughts continuously rises and it tortures us, and it tortures us. You see, it constantly tortures us, tortures our life. You see, what's our life? You see. And then due to that, so besides that, then there's the body, which is the nature of suffering, which experiences so many problems. So many diseases, not only cancer, not only what is that which frightens by hearing the name when the doctor says, you have a cancer. You see, after going to the hospital, X-rays or whatever, you see, or diabetes. Anyway, I have diabetes, so it's good to bring out. So anyway, or diabetes or cancer, whatever, you see, that was get fright. That was, you know, even yeah. But when you hear the name, you get frightened. When you hear the label, you see, given by the doctor, you see. When you hear the label, you get frightened. You know, you have fear. You know, even you don't have, but you have fear to, you might get it. You see, if you don't do exercises or if you don't do billions of exercises, you know, that is advertised in the TV. You see, that hundreds billions of machines that. You can pull this way or that way, legs or the legs ups and downs, or putting the machine on your belly, putting the machine very, very tight to your belly, you know, to keep the big belly, to go back, the big belly, you know, the belly hanging down to go back. Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, however, so anyway. So you see, one do billions of things, exercise, walking, running, so many billions of things, however, to not get this disease, you know, or say the cholesterol or heart attack or, you know, diabetes or say however, cancer, all this, anyway, because of the fear, because of so much fear, you know, and so then, you know, do all these billions of things. See, go to learn many exercises, you know, yoga and many exercises. However, billions of things, tablets to take or say, or all these exercises. However, so the body, which is nature of suffering, so that's why it experiences all the sicknesses. As well as old age and all those problems. So many problems, you know, that the body experiences. Yeah. So this aggregates, which is a container of all the problems of this life and the foundation of problems of future lives. So this is what's called samsara, the continuation. That even this gross body does not circle to next life, but see, what circles next life is the mind, the aggregates the mind. then endless it is formless realm where there is no body, no form, only consciousness. The aggregates that formless being has on which the mind is labeled, on which that's the I is labeled. the aggregates is only the mind. There's no substantial form body. So otherwise, there's so consciousness. Continuation of this life, consciousness goes to the next life, and then takes another form. Again, which is nature of suffering, because it is caused by the because that rebirth or that aggregates associated with the mind, which is nature of suffering. Why that is nature of suffering is because it's caused by the karma and delusions. So, as I was talking the other night, that this that particular ignorance that I introduced, that very specific ignorance that I mentioned that night, that which the very root of the samsara or the whole entire suffering of rebirth and death and all the problems that which I experienced between those two. So this particular ignorance, not just any ignorance, this particular ignorance that I introduced that night, that particular wrong concept. So this is the one that is the one which creates the death. From where death comes. It comes from that wrong concept, that ignorance, not knowing what is I, and not knowing what is mind, is the ultimate nature of the mind, these things. From where the reincarnating again, rebirth comes from. What creates it is by that ignorance. What creates old age? By that ignorance. All these things, all these problems. So this this aggregates. Why our mind has to experience suffering? Why our body has to experience suffering? Why when we press like this? Why we have to experience pain? Why we have to experience pain? Why not bliss? When you happen like that, why not great bliss? When you fell down, why not great bliss? When you knock your head on the door or on the floor, why not great bliss? Why suffering? Why pain? So normally I say this is the proof that there's a reincarnation. This is what normally I say. When you put it like this, you feel pain. That proves there's a reincarnation. Reincarnation is a past life. You're born with the suffering. You see? And the suffering that you experience at birth, in the mother's womb, at the birth, when the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, the experience, you see, suffering not only started after you come out of mother's womb, not that. Suffering started inside. You know, there's experience of suffering inside. Also, when the baby gets born, when the baby comes out of mother's womb, I don't mean every time the baby cries. I'm not saying that, but it's not because of the baby is experiencing such a bliss, unbelievable bliss, and then crying. It's not that. When the baby cries, when the baby comes out of mother's womb, you know, cries, you know, makes noise. Anyway, and I'm not going to imitate the noise. it may not turn out properly. So anyway, so that doesn't mean you see the baby is experiencing unbelievable bliss and can't stand and then cry. It's not that. It's because there's something undesirable experiencing. So because that cry, you see suffering. Suffering doesn't start only outside, you see, or the baby, only after the baby came out, suffering this life, you see, started when the mind took place on the fertilized egg, you know, that which is the definition of conception, when the consciousness took place on the fertilized egg, which is the definition of consciousness. Conception. Conception. In Australia, some years ago, when I was traveling in Australia by a car from Sydney to Queensland, or from, I don't know now, to remember exactly, but stopped in the road, motel, so in the in the TV, there was a show, and there was a lot of debate among the doctors. There's disagreement. The definition of conception, you see, because in the West, you see, I'm sure now getting more educated, but death, the beginning of the life and end of the life is not clear in the Western culture, you see, rebirth is not clear, that part of, see, there's not clear education on that. And the education of death is not clear. There's a big hole, there's a dark hole, you see. those two parts of education, you know, beginning of the life and the end of the life. So because of those two are not clear, there's a big hole, you see, dark hole. So therefore the life between, you see, that's why the education of the mind is not clear, and even the life between the mind, not clear. What is the mind is not clear. I found one book, a psychology book, quite a number of years ago in America. I think it's supposed to be a good book. I didn't read the whole from beginning to end, like many Dharma texts, you know, like many Dharma texts. So I just opened here and there, you know. So however, my feeling is that didn't seem to be a real conclusion there. what is the mind. There's a lot of examples. goes on and on. And even at the end, when I look at the end, didn't seem there's a concrete explanation of what is mind anyway in that book. I think it's a progressing. Still, in the West, in the Western culture, the science of mind, the understanding of mind is not completed yet. The full understanding of what is mind is not completed yet. It's on the way. Like Buddha, who is here in the text, you see, in the Buddhism, is explained by omniscient one. You see, omniscient one, not somebody who's analyzing. You see, not somebody who's studying. You see, somebody who finished studying, somebody who fully awakened, you know, whose mind is fully awakened and explained. There's nothing slightest that isn't, that mind doesn't know. There's no one single ignorance, or, you know, there's no one single obstacle to see to directly see the phenomena. There's no one phenomena that the mind do not see, do not discover, do not see. So the difference is here, you see, who explains, you see, about the, here in Buddhism, you see, who explains about the mind? It's by the omniscient one, you know, who purified the mind completely, all the defilements, gross and subtle defilements, all the obstacles that obstruct the mind to see, to directly see all the phenomena, you see, all those obstacles which blocks the mind. It's like, you know, it's like the dust covered the mirror, you see, and completely clean so they can give full reflection, clear, see, like that, no obstruction to the mind, or everything purified, grows subtle, and can directly see everything as the mind is potential, you see, that is the full potential, and purified, grows subtle, all the obstructions, you see, that which blocks the mind to directly see all the past, present, future, all every single phenomena that exists. So there's total. So like this. So therefore, even the very basic text. Explanation which came from Buddha, you see, about science of the mind in Buddhism. Yes, all the definitions from very beginning starts, what is the mind? Then all that goes into details. Even in the monasteries, even young, say, the some monks able to have, even they don't have full understanding the real meaning, but at least they have intellectual understanding the answer, correct answer of the mind. And those who, you know, beginning to study philosophy, so like that, correct and correct explanation, simple and correct explanation of mind. You know, all the everything details about all the different thoughts and so like that. You see, clear from beginning what is mind, what is the mind, what is the body, you see, that, you know, totally separate. Different phenomena. However, so there's a lot of, there's a huge argument in the, among the doctors. There's a huge debate, you know, about the definition of definition of concept. That's what I saw on TV. However, as a mirror is not obstructed by the dust, so it becomes clear, and with that, able to give reflection. The mind doesn't have obstruction of the substantial phenomena, so it's clear. And you see, because of that, then knowing the object. which is formless, mind which is formless, which is not substantial. Formless, colorless, shapeless, clear, having no obstruction of the substance phenomena. And because of that, knowing the object. However, the body that which is substantial phenomena, totally opposite, a different nature, which doesn't have those function, quality of function, knowing the object. In the case of Buddha, then that's different. That's exceptional. There's no resistance. Buddha's every atom of Buddha's holy body can do functional mind. You see, even every single atom of the holy body can see directly all the past, present, future, all the existence. For Buddha, it's exceptional. You see, totally. For us, the body cannot do, function of the mind. same thing, the mind cannot do function of the body. Different function, but there's a limitation in the action of mind, a limitation in the what the body can do, but for Buddha it's not like that. It's beyond that. You see what body of mind, what we have, the Buddha's, the nature of the quality is beyond us. However, I'm not sure, even before becoming a Buddha, according to Tantra, highest Tantra, even before becoming a Buddha, whether there is something preliminary like that, which has that quality, you see, that I don't remember exactly. However, So, just going back, why this body, mind, is nature of suffering? Why this experience, so much problems? It's because, I mentioned before, you see, when we sit down, if we're not careful how we sit down, pain, even when we lay down, if we're not careful of the position of the body, easily to get pain. So like that, however, so as I mentioned before, even if we press like that, there's pain, you see. So body is nature of suffering. That why the mind, the body, nature of suffering like this, why is experiences suffering, is because the cause of these aggregates is not pure. The cause of this, came from impure cause, the karma and delusions. The very root, the ignorance, unknowing mind, not knowing what is I, even though we talk 24 hours, I, as I mentioned the other night, continuously, continuously, you see, think of I, and this unbelievable concern of the I. You see, so much fear, something's going to happen to this I, something happened to this I, something's going to happen, might happen to this I. You see, then somebody asks, what is the eye? Somebody asks, what is the eye? What is that eye that you have, that so much that you always think 24 hours you think, what is that eye? What is that you are so much concerned something, worried, afraid something going to happen to that eye? What is that eye? Where is it? Somebody asks. Then there's no reply. No, see, it. Yeah, see. persons, you know, like me, ordinary being, then you see, cannot say. See, there's no reply. You see, 24 hours, what one believe, 24 hours, the eye that one believe 24 hours, in whole life, from birth to death, you know, you see, without examining I that is believed 24 hours day and night from birth to the dead in this life, you see there's I in this body in normally, you know, see, not in the toes, not in the fingers, not in the nose, yeah, not in the mouth, not in the brain, not in the stomach, not in the legs, but somewhere down below the neck, and maybe before the kaka, you know, before where there's kaka, you know. Somewhere there, above the kaka and there, below the neck. Anyway, you see, when it is not examined, you know, see. 100% believe that there's an eye there, you see somewhere there. you see 24 hours, day and night, from birth to death, the whole life, you know. Anyway, up to now, you see, for us up to now, you see. But you see, the minute when you analyze that you see normally that you believe it is there, or you know 100% there's a real eye there, you see. But the minute you examine, the minute when you examine where it is exactly. where it is exactly when you examine whether this really exists or not, you cannot find. When you analyze, you cannot find that eye. When you look for, you cannot find anywhere, from the tip of the hairs down to the toes, anywhere you cannot find. Through meditation, through analysis, through valid reasons, the reasoning, what you discover, what you realize, discover, is, you see, body is not I, mind is not I, even association of body and mind together is not I. That it is not I, because that is base to label, that is the base to be labeled I. You see, that's the base to be labeled I. If that is I, why you should label on that? Why you should label I on the I? What's the purpose to label I on the I? If, you see, if the base, the association of the body and the mind, if that is I, if that is the I, then why you should label I on the I? You see, that doesn't make sense. Then, you see, as I mentioned, Mother made the teachings, then it becomes unceasing, unending. Then you have to level I on that I. Then you level I on that I. You see, no, and bring the endless. There's no meaning for that, no purpose. You see, another example. when the child is born, So there is the base, that which is the aggregate, the association of the body and the mind is there. And then you see, because of that, because this base is actualized, you see, is there. So either the father or mother, somebody, then you see, mind make up the label. One of the person make up the label Peter. So therefore, if the aggregate, you see, before the parents made up the label, you know, Peter. If that aggregate is already Peter. If that is already Peter, see, then what? Why parents? What's the meaning there? There's no purpose. Doesn't make sense. Parents label Peter on the Peter. It doesn't make sense. Necessary. Then again, they have to label Peter on that. The is Peter already, then parents label Peter, then again they have to label Peter on that Peter. Then again label Peter on that Peter, you see. So, for example, endless. So you see, Peter is labeled on the base which is not. Peter is labeled on the base which is not. Which is not the label Peter. You know, Peter is labeled on the base aggregates, which is not the label Peter. You see, <Yeah. clears throat> so there's a big differences. the aggregate is base to be labeled Peter, and Peter is the label. Imputed relating to that aggregates. That child aggregates, you see. So two different phenomena. So exactly the same, the association of body mind is the base to be labeled I, and I is the imputed phenomena. See, anyway, the I is the label. And aggregates, the association of the mind is the base to be labeled. So two different phenomena. The aggregates, the association of the mind and the label I, they are not one. But they do not exist separately. The aggregates and the label I exist. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. So this is what we have to understand. The aggregates, the association of body mind, which is to be labeled I, and label the I. So they don't exist. They're not one. That doesn't mean that they exist separately. They don't exist separately. They exist differently. That's extremely important to say then this that exist differently, the base to be labeled and the label, the base aggregates and the labeled I. so this gives you a total different view. It's a kind of release, like a knot, you know, released. So gives total different view. When you see that label I and the base to be labeled. The base to be labeled, the aggregates, you see, they exist differently. Then, you see, just from this understanding, it's clear there's no I. You see, besides the body, or the mind, or together, not I. There's no I on the aggregates. But that doesn't mean there's no I. That doesn't mean that there's no I. I exist. There's I. So that, you see, that understanding comes. You see, you see, you are able to differentiate the I, the self, the label, and base. You are able to differentiate. It is like table, the table, and the base of the table. You are able to differentiate. Is it the you in your you see in your view? You see the base. The base means what? The you see this side, that side. You see all the different side, all the pieces of the table that's put together and the functions to put things on the top. So that's the base. To be labeled table. You see, that's the base. So table is the label. After seeing that these pieces put together their functions, you see, to put on things on top. After seeing that, then causes your mind to make up the label table. You see, so now you can see the differences. The base and the label table. You see differences. You see, two different phenomena. They don't exist separately, but they exist differently. So you're able to differentiate label and the base. Label table and the base of it. You have differentiation. So, undifferent, you see, when you cannot, so even with this example, you see, you get the idea, it becomes clear. This is not table, this is not table. You see, any part of this is not the label table. Nothing of this is table. Even all together is not the table, it's the base to be labeled table. By seeing that, then you label table. You see, it's the base. It's what causes you to make up the label, particular label table, you see? So, you know? So that's the base. That's the base. So you see the base first. After that, then you see by seeing that, you see, then you make up your mind to make up the label table. Then you see table. First, you see the base. Second, after the label, after your mind label table, then you see the table. You see, you don't see together. You don't see table first, and then seeing base. Not that. That's totally wrong. Not even together. There's no way to see together. You see the base first. I say, that by seeing the base first, you see, there is that function to put things on top. See? Then causes your mind to make up, to choose this particular label table. Then you believe it. Then after your mind imputed, then you believe, and you believe in that, then you see, then there's appearance. Then there's a table. Then you see, then you see appearance of table, you see table. So so anyway, so now even here it's clear. You see the reality is, so the label table, you see, the meal, what your mind imputed, the table that your mind imputed, you see, so this side is not, see, this side is not table, that side is not table, this side, this is not table, see, any part is not table. You see, you can understand it from even the ordinary language, part of the table. So what is a part of the table means it's not table. It's clear from ordinary language, you see. Part of the table. So that means it's not table. This is not table. It's in any part, not table. So even the group altogether group, you see, all the collections of this, that function to lip, put things on top, even that's not table. So you see, when you see the base and the label table different, you're able to differentiate. Then, from when you're able to differentiate, then you know. Then you see. You get the idea. There's not. Nothing. Even all together is not table. You see, and table is no. Table exists nowhere. There's no table on this. Now here I'm talking on. Before I'm talking whether this is table. Now here I'm talking on. You see, there's no table on this. There's no table on this. Anywhere, on any part, there's no table. On any part, there's no table. The table that you, here I'm talking about label table. It's a label table, doesn't exist here, not anywhere. You see what your mind label table, what your mind label. So, therefore the table which exists is what is merely labeled by your mind. That is what it exists. But even that you cannot find on this, on anywhere. You see. You cannot find anywhere. So, therefore, how is possible inherently existing table, a truly existing table, table existing from the side, is a table not labeled by your mind, table not labeled by mind, existing from, which means existing from the side, that is totally wrong. That is totally false. You see, that one is totally false. Exists nowhere. Not only on this. Exists nowhere. So, therefore, that appearance, that belief is totally wrong. That kind of appearance of table, totally false. And that belief is totally, a wrong conception. Because when you look for, what you discover is totally non-existent. But the merely labeled table, it exists, even though you don't see it on this base. Here, anywhere, you don't find it, you don't see it, but it exists. There's not a reason. There's not a reason. Only because there's a base. That's it. Only because there's a base. You see? You see, that which does the function to, you know, they put things on top, you see. which can receive the label, which can receive the label table. You see, it's there. You see, it's there. So that's it. That's the only reason why this table. So middle level table exists. And how it exists? Why not? Why it exists? So why it exists? There's no other reason. It's only because there's base. Base, you see, base. That's it. So now, exactly same, the analysis of what we did here, same with the I. So, since I brought this subject, I didn't mean to talk on this again. my talk became like the mad elephant, or the running everywhere. You know that. So now, since I brought up this issue, since I brought up this. Run into the subject. so now here, this is important. What I want to say is, so now, you see, now when you think it's like that, but when you look at the table, you see, in our view, undifferentiable. The label table and the base, undifferentiable. You see? Undifferentiable. In your view, cannot see these two different. Undifferentiable. You see, when you look at the table, there's a table there. There's a table on the base. There's a table on the base. So that's one way of introducing. who is able to recognize what is the object of reputation? You see, gakcha, or the object of reputation. Who is able to see the gakcha, who is able to see the object reputation, who is able to recognize, then you see how you, then this explanation, fits. You see, you can see that there is a table on the base, you see that appears to you like that. For those who don't recognize, don't recognize that, then the reputing object, you see, what is the reputing object? You see the base and the table undifferentiable. In your view, you know, looks like whatever. Undifferentiable. gakcha, the object of reputation. You see, in your view, if you don't recognize, there's a table on the base. If you don't recognize that view that you have, then you see. Undifferentiable base and the label table, undifferentiable. So that's the object reputation. That is a false table. Anyway, in your perception, you think that's a false. That table doesn't exist. However, table that you see on the base or you see undifferentiable with the base doesn't exist. That's the false. So So that according to Sunasa Dalama's Guru, Sunasa Lingam Rinpoche, when Rinpoche taught the say 7 points of thought transformation in Devung Monastery, so Rinpoche, when Rinpoche was explaining emptiness, that part of the subject, introducing what is the object to be reputed, what is called in Tibetan Gakcha, in Tibetan language, so Rinpoche explained like that. So I think in my what I think is, so that explanation is according to the people who are unable to recognize the object reputation. So they who don't recognize, see, is explanation those who are unable to recognize what a reputed object is. Those two are undifferentiable. See, so I think the Rinpoche explanation according to those people's so however there's a false, you know, it's not undifferentiable, it's differentiable, they exist differently in the reality, they exist differently, so they are undifferentiable in your perception. Seeing undifferentiable, that's the false, that doesn't exist. So same, the table on the base, there's a table on the base, that is also false. So that's the object of object to be reputed, or so what I was going to say is this, so same thing. appear in your perception that there's an eye on these aggregates. That is I. Besides, you know, the belief or the appearance that there's an I inside this body. Besides that, there's an I on this aggregates. You see, association of body and mind, the base. So that is an object to be reputed. What's in Tibetan? Language called Gakcha. See, there's on this aggregates, the way the eye is appearing is on this aggregates, that is eye is appearing like that, you see. So that is false eye, that is totally non-existent. Same as soon as Lingam Rinpoche explained, that in your view, you see, the aggregates, associations of the body and mind, the aggregates and the label are undifferentiable. You see, that is a false view. That's totally non-existent. Totally empty. Totally non-existent and totally, that's totally empty. So as I mentioned, the table that which exists, so same here. Because there's aggregates, the association of body mind, then you see, mind merely imputes the I. So that is what, I what exists, I which exists is that. I think maybe stop there. maybe I think at this stage stop there.